Vishayalambana Vibhav, description of Krishna's four kinds of nayakas, nayaks, or heroes. These four qualities can be found in Krishna, Dhirodatta. So Acharyas have described Bhagavan Sri Ram as possessing the qualities of a Dhirodatta Nayak. These qualities are also observed in Sri Krishna. So there's an example of the Dhirodatta hero, Nectar Devotion, page 196. Indra prayed, "My dear Lord, I admit I have committed great offenses unto you, but I cannot express my feelings of regret, being bewildered at seeing your extraordinary chivalrous spirit, your endeavor to protect your devotees, your determination, your steadiness in lifting the great hill of Govardhan, your beautiful bodily features, and your astonishing characteristic of being pleased simply by accepting the prayers of your devotees and offenders." Now, the quality of Dhira Lalita, which is described here in Rupa Goswami, a person is called Dhira Lalita if he is naturally very funny, always in full youthfulness, expert in joking, and free from all anxieties. Such a Dhira Lalita personality is generally found to be domesticated and very submissive to his lover. And then Jivadharma describes like this: Krishna falls under the control of his beloved gopis because he is expert in relishing loving mellows. He's Rasika Shekhar. He is on the threshold of youth, Navayovanam. He is ingenious in joking, Parihasa Chaturi. And he is free from anxiety, Nishchintata. That is why he is called Dhira Lalita Nayak. The Dhira Lalita Anukul Nayak is by nature a connoisseur of rasa. He's ever youthful, expert in joking, and free from anxiety. The Dhira Lalita Anukul Nayak has all these qualities combined with the symptom of enjoying uninterrupted pleasure. Rupa Goswami explains, the Yajnapatnis describe the Dhira Lalita trait in the personality of Krishna. One told her friends, "One day, Srimati Radharani and her sakis were taking rest in her garden, and Krishna arrived suddenly in that assembly. Sitting down, Krishna narrated very impudently about his previous night's pastimes with Radharani. While Krishnaji was speaking in that way, Radharani became very embarrassed. Feeling ashamed, she was absorbed in thought. Then Krishna took that opportunity of her inattentiveness to mark Radharani's breasts with different kinds of tilak. Krishna proved himself to be very expert in that art. In this way, as a Dhira Lalita Nayak, Krishna was enjoying his youthful proclivities in the company of the gopis. Generally, expert writers of drama call Cupid the ideal Dhira Lalita, but we can more perfectly find in the personality of Krishna all the characteristics of a Dhira Lalita Nayak. The Dhira Lalita hero, who is expert in the 64 arts and amorous sports, is always situated in fresh youth, expert at joking, devoid of anxiety, and controlled by the prema of his beloveds. Sri Krishna clearly manifests the features of a Dhira Lalita Nayak. In the Natya Shastra, these qualities are also said to be found in Kandarpa or Cupid. the dear Prashant Nayak is the hero who is peaceful, tolerant of miseries, judicious and humble. Learned scholars of the Natya Shastra say that Maharaj Yudhisthira was a Dhirashant Nayak. So the Dhirashant Anukul Nayak is naturally serene, tolerant, wise, and considerate. And the last type of hero is the Dhirodatta. Dhirodatta. Om Rupa Goswami describes thus on page 197, a person who is very envious, proud, easily angered, restless and complacent is called Dhirodatta by learned scholars. One who is malicious, proud, deceitful, angry, fickle and boastful is known as Dhirodatta. Learned scholars have accepted Bhimasen as a Dhirodatta Nayak. Although these characteristics appear to be false, they are accepted as qualities in Sri Krishna because they are appropriate in specific pastimes in which he chastises the wicked demons in order to protect his loving devotees. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that the Dhirodatta Anukul Nayak is, hero is envious, proud, deceitful, easily angered and boastful, he is called a Dhirodatta Anukul Nayak. And he also, earlier on, he explains that sometimes in his pastimes, Krishna is seen to be jealous, egotistical, deceitful, angry, fickle, and boastful. So now, of course, there's an example of the Dhirodatta. This quality, this heroic quality, was visible in the character of Krishna when he was writing a letter to Kalyavana. Krishna addressed Kalyavana as a sinful frog and advised Kalyavana that he should immediately go and find some dark well for his residence because there was a black snake named Krishna who was very eager to devour all such sinful frogs. Krishna reminded Kalyavana that he could turn all the universes to ashes simply by looking at them. So the above statement by Krishna seems apparently to be of an envious nature. But according to different pastimes, places, and times, this quality is accepted as a great characteristic. There's one song by Thakur Bhaktivinoda in Gita Mala, song number 13, describing Rupanuga Bhajan Darpan, and he describes these four types of heroes. Suramya madura smita sarva salakshananvita balayan tanana gambira vavaduk priyabashi sudisu prati bashavasi vigdagda chatura sukidira kritagya dakshina prishta bhariyan kirti matreshta Lalana Mohana Keli Para, Lalana Mohana Keli Para, Sunitya Nutana Murti, Kevila Sundarya Spurti, Bamshigane Su Daksha Tatpar, Dhirodatta Dhirashanta Sudhira Lalita Kanta Dhirodatta Lalana Nayaka. Chetaka Vita Veshtita Vidushaka Susevita Pita Marda Priya Marmasaka Pita Marda Priya Narmasaka. E Pancha Sahayuta Sutta Nandishvara Pati Sutta E Pancha Sahayutta Nandishvara Pati Sutta Pati Upa Pati Bhavachari Pati Upa Pati Bhavachari Anukula Sata Drishta Sarakshina Rasa Trishna Anukula Sata Drishta Sarakshina Saddakshina rasa trishna rasa murti nikunja bihari rasa murti nikunja bihari. Sri Krishna, the supreme hero, has the most beautiful bodily form, abounding with all good features. He has the sweetest smile, extraordinary bodily strength. He's ever youthfully beautiful. His grave plans and actions are very difficult for anyone to comprehend. He is expert in speaking meaningful words with great politeness. He is the most pleasing conversationalist, the source of all nectar, and he is a wonderful linguist, fluent in all languages, even that of the animals and birds. He is most expert in all kinds of cultural enjoyments. He lives wonderfully at the topmost height of artistic craftsmanship. He is cunning and clever in the art of performing various types of work simultaneously. He is always joyful and untouched by any distress, and he is self-satisfied and peaceful. Krishna is grateful by never forgetting the service of his friends. He is simple and liberal. He is the best at everything he does and is very famous for his good works. He is attractive to all women. He is very playful in amorous sports, and he possesses an eternally fresh and youthful form. He is a full manifestation of complete transcendental beauty. He is most expert at playing his all-attractive flute, and he is the supreme personality of Godhead. Krishna is Dhirodatta, grave and gentle, Dhirashanta, peaceful and forbearing, Dhiralalita, carefree and jovial, Dhirodatta, proud and restless. He is the best lover and the hero of all women. He is always surrounded by five kinds of servants: Cheta, spies; Vita, dressing attendants; Vidushaka, clowns like Madhumangal; four, Pitamarda, back massagers like Sridham; Priyanarmasaka, closest friends. Thus served by these five kinds of helpers, Brajendranandan enjoys various mellows, sometimes as a husband, pati, or as an illicit lover of others' wives, upapati. Being extremely thirsty to taste these rasas, he enjoys playing the role of four kinds of heroes as anukul, favorable, shatta, deceitful, drishta, impertinent, and dakshin, clever. Thus Krishna sports in the amorous garden groves as a personification of all ecstatic mellows. Now we can begin chapter 24. Chapter 24 concludes Rupa Goswami's description of Krishna as the object of love, Vishaya Lambanam. Vivav Vishaya Alambanam. By defining and illustrating eight prominent excellences in Krishna's character, which are described in Nectar of Devotion, page 199. The first one is decorated, the first of the eight, Shobha. A person is great if he's decorated with the qualities of being very merciful toward the unfortunate, very powerful, superior, chivalrous, enthusiastic, expert, and truthful. Such decorations were manifested in the character of Krishna during his Govardhan Leela. The entire tract of land of Vrindavan was disturbed by the rain sent by Indra. Krishna thought, "Let me retaliate against this vengeance of Indra by destroying his heavenly kingdom. Then later, Krishna changed his mind and thought of the insignificance of the king of heaven. So he felt merciful toward Indra. No one is able to tolerate the wrath of Krishna. So instead of retaliating against Indra, he showed his compassion for his friends in Vrindavan by lifting the whole of Govardhan Hill to protect them. The second quality is vilas, which means enjoying. When a person is seen to be always happy and accustomed to speak smilingly, he is considered to be in the mode of enjoyment. Krishna showed this quality in the second Mathura. Lotus-eyed Krishna entered among the wrestlers. Without being impolite to them, he glanced over them with determination and seemed to them just like an elephant attacking some plants. Even while speaking to them, Krishna was still smiling. In this way, he stood valiantly upon the wrestling dais. Third quality. Pleasing. Madhurya. When one's characteristics are very sweet and desirable, his personality is called pleasing. Krishna's pleasing nature is described in Bhagavatam. One day, while Krishna was awaiting for Radharani along the Yamuna, he began to string a garland of kadamba flowers. When Radharani appeared there, Murari glanced at Radharani very sweetly. Fourth trait. Character trait, dependable, mangalya. Any person who is reliable in all circumstances is called dependable. In other words, all kinds of men, from demigods down to the uncultured, can rely on the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord Krishna. 5. Steady, sthairya. A person not disturbed, even in a situation of reverses, is called steadiness, steady. 6. Predominating, teja. A person who can affect the mind of everyone is called predominating. 7. Meticulous dresser, lalita. A person who is very fond of dressing himself is called lalita, or a meticulous dancer. There are two situations where this characteristic is seen. Sometimes Krishna decorated Radharani with various marks, and sometimes when he was preparing to kill demons like Arishtasura, he would take care to arrange his belt very nicely. Magnanimous, number 8, Audarium. Persons who can give themselves to anyone are called magnanimous. No one could be more magnanimous than Krishna, because he is always prepared to give himself completely to his devotees. Even to one who is not a devotee, Krishna in his form as Lord Chaitanya is prepared to give himself and to grant deliverance. So now chapter 25, that was chapter 24. Further traits of Sri Krishna. This is chapter 25. The devotees of Krishna. This is Vibhava Lambana. And this is Ashraya. This is Vishayan Ashraya, the shelters of love. So chapter 20 through 24 describe the Vibhava Vishaya Lambana. In other words, Krishna as the object of ecstatic love. 25 is concerned with the Ashraya, the devotee as the reservoir of ecstatic love. Begins a chapter, Rupa Goswami begins a chapter by saying that a person who is always absorbed in Krishna consciousness is called a devotee of Krishna. The devotees of Krishna, they are the reservoirs of ecstatic love, the ashraya. The devotee as the reservoir of ecstatic love. two subdivisions of devotees who are ashrayas, bhakta ashrayas, reservoirs of ecstatic love for Krishna. One is a sadhaka, practicing devotee, and a siddha, perfect devotee. Prabhupada writes in 203, Krishna bhaktas can be classified into two groups, those cultivating devotional service to enter the transcendental kingdom, and those who are already in the perfectional stage of devotional service. The sadhaka. Sadhaka refers to an advanced devotee, not just any practice. The word sadhaka actually refers to an advanced devotee, not just to any practitioner. Oftentimes we say, oh, I'm a sadhaka, or he's a sadhaka, bhakti yoga sadhaka, but actually the word really refers to a very advanced devotee. Only one who has ecstatic love can inspire that love to arise in others. Rupa Goswami has defined sadhaka as a devotee on the platform of vritti, or one who feels attraction for Krishna. In other words, a sadhaka is a bhava bhakta. Rupa Goswami, to further illustrate the characteristics of a sadhaka, Rupa Goswami quotes a verse from 11th canto, describing the madhyam adhikari, ishvare taradineshu, valisheshu duishatsucha, prema maitri kripokeksha, yakaroti samadhyama. Quote, an intermediate or second-class devotee, a madhyam, is called a madhyam adhikari. He has love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is a sincere friend to all devotees of the Lord, shows mercy to people who are innocent, and disregards those who are envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's 11th canto, chapter 2, verse 46. So this verse mentions that the devotee has praying for the Lord. From the context in which Rupa Goswami is using this verse, it can be understood that praying here refers to rati. Thus, the devotee being described as an advanced madhyamadhikari at the stage of rati. That's on page 203. Srila Prabhupada states, a person who has attained attraction for Krishna and who is not freed from the material impasse, but who has qualified himself to enter the kingdom of God, is called a sadhaka. Sadhaka means one who is cultivating devotion in Krishna consciousness. Since a sadhaka is at the stage of bhava, or rati, he is qualified to periodically receive Krishna's direct darshan. However, since he has not yet attained prema, he is not quite out of the quote, material impasse. Bilvamangala Thakur, who began to manifest sattvic bhav in the process of attaining perfection, is an example of this. The siddha devotee. A devotee at the stage of bhava is called a sadhaka ashraya alambana. A devotee at the stage of prema is called a siddha ashraya alambana. Srila Rupa Goswami defines a siddha devotee as one who never experiences material distress, who always takes shelter of Krishna, who completely offers all his activities to the Lord for his pleasure, and who always tastes the happiness of uninterrupted prema. Prabhupada summarizes on page 203. When a devotee is never tired of executing devotional service and always engaged in Krishna conscious activities, constantly relishing the transcendental mellows in relationship with Krishna, is called perfect. There are two categories of perfect devotees, nityasiddha, those who are always perfect, and sadhakas, those who became perfect. There are two subcategories of sadhakas, the sadhana siddha, those who became perfect by practice, and the kripa siddha, those who became perfect by causeless mercy. So the sadhana siddha, became perfect by practice, there are two examples that of devotees who achieve perfection by practice. There's one is the Bhagavatam 3.15.25 and the example of Markandeya Rishi, who executed regulative principles of service. Now, perfect by mercy, the Kripa Siddhas, there are two examples. One is the Dvijapatnis, the wives of the Yajnik Brahmins, and Shukadeva Goswami. The husbands of the Dvijapatnis praised their wives for receiving Krishna's favor, even though they had not executed any reformatory practices, tapasya, jagya, swadhyaya, etc. Shukadeva Goswami became perfect by mercy. And Narada praised him, it's quoted in 205. Narada said, "Oh, my dear Shukadeva Goswami, you never took the trouble to reside under the care of a spiritual master. Yet you have attained such a great status of transcendental knowledge. You never took the trouble to undergo severe austerities. And still, how wonderful it is that you have attained, you have been situated in a most perfect stage of love of Godhead." So the Nitya Siddhas, eternally perfect, these are devotees who are never situated from Krishna. Nitya Siddhas are on the same platform of Krishna, since they, like Krishna, are never touched by Maya. Persons who have achieved eternal blissful life exactly on the level of Krishna and are able to attract Krishna by their transcendental loving service are called eternally perfect. Padma Puran, Lord tells Satyabhama, "My dear wife, you should not consider that my associates are ever separated from me." This confirms a later reference from the same Purana. When the Supreme Lord returns to his eternal abode, his associates return with him to their respective places. As such, these ever-liberated Vaishnavas are never bound by the material laws of birth and death. Quoting Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada points out that the birth, deeds, and activities of Nityasiddha devotees are as transcendental as Krishna's. Eternal individuality of Nityasiddhas. Just as the post of God is eternally filled by Krishna, the various Nitya Siddhas are also eternally situated in their respective posts. As it's an offense to consider oneself Krishna, it is offensive to consider oneself to be Yashoda, Nanda, or any other associate of the Lord. Nitya Siddhas possess 55 of Krishna's qualities. If they're pure devotees, they can possess the first 50 in minute quantity. The Nitya Siddhas, however, possess 55. Prabhupada says, page 206, all the ever-liberated souls accompanying Krishna have the first 55 of the qualities without it. Any doubt. Chapter 26, Stimulation for Ecstatic Love. Chapter 26 concerns Udipana, objects related to Krishna or his devotee, which stimulate ecstatic love. There are four categories of Udipana: Guna, Krishna's qualities; Cheshta, Krishna's adventures; Prasadana, Krishna's embellishments and attire or dress; 4, Prakirna, miscellaneous stimulants. So Udipana is that which causes bhava to be excited or stimulated. And there are 14 different items listed here. Udipana, vibhava, that which stimulates Rati. The things which stimulate the devotee's Rati, or love for Krishna, are known as Udipana Vibhav. There are 14 principal Udipans. Udipanas. So first is Krishna's guna, second is Krishna's cheshta, or activities, which include rasa lila, killing demons, and so on. Third is prasadana, Krishna's dress and ornaments. Fourth is smita, Krishna's smile. Fifth is anga sauraba, Krishna's bodily fragrance. Sixth is vamsha, Krishna's flute. Number seven is shringa, buffalo horn. Krishna's wild female buffalo horn is mounted with gold on both ends, studded with jewels in the middle, and known as Mandra Gosha. Eight, Nupura, Krishna's ankles. Nine, Kambu, conch shell. Krishna's conch shell opens to the right, or southward, and it is called Panchajanya. 10. Paranka, footprints. 11. Kshetra, holy places. 12. Tulasi. 13. Bhakta. 14. Bhagavat Vasara, holy days, like Janmastami, Ekadasi. Krishna's guna as an udipana to stimulate one's rati, madhura rati, saki rati, vatsali rati, the guna or qualities. As it says in Nectar Devotion, page 209, that Krishna's qualities can divide into three groups: qualities pertaining to his body, his bodily qualities, or qualities pertaining to his transcendental speech, his bodily qualities, his body, mind, and words, you could say, then his speech, and then the qualities pertaining to his transcendental mind. So in Sanskrit, the bodily qualities are called kayaka, K-A-Y-I-K-A, bodily qualities, and they include his age, which is divided into Kumara, Pogunda, and Kaishura, then four other categories, Sundarya, the beauty of his limbs, or his body, then his Rupa, his overall beauty, which includes his ornaments, and then his Mriduta, which means the softness of his body. So these are four subcategories of bodily qualities: the age, the beauty of the body, the overall beauty of his body, which includes his ornaments and dress, and then the softness of his limbs. The second category of qualities, udipana gun, guna udipana, or the vachika, which applies to Krishna's words or speech. So Krishna's speech delights the ears. And the other characteristics described in 64 qualities. Then the third guna of Krishna is manisika, manasik, mental. So these are the attitudes that Krishna has in the mentality, the gratitude, forgiveness, compassion, and the others found in his 64 qualities that apply to his mental. So there's some question whether the Krishna's qualities come under they're in a lambana, which means vishai, the subject of love, or whether they're in udipana. So the question arises because vibhav alambana refers to Krishna rather as the object, as the vishai, object of ecstatic love, praying vishai. Krishna's body, mind, and words are non-different from him, such as Ananda Vigraha. So why does Rupa Goswami categorize them separately as udipana? So Nectar Devotion gives the answer, quote, "There is no difference between Krishna and his body. Therefore, the transcendental features pertaining to Krishna's body are the same as Krishna himself. But because these qualities stimulate the devotee's ecstatic love, they have been analyzed as separate causes of that love. In technical Sanskrit terms, such qualities as Krishna's name and fame are accepted both as the reservoirs of, which means alambana vishai, and as stimulations, or udipana, for love of Krishna. This is Nectar Devotion, page 209 and 10. So Krishna's body, mind, and words are both alambana and udipana, and may be described as either one, depending on the point of view. If considered non-different from his personality, then Krishna's qualities are alambana. And if they're considered distinct entities for the sake of more detailed analysis, then they are udipana. So Krishna's bodily qualities, Srila Rupa, in chapter 21 and 22, Rupa Goswami already described Krishna's mind and speech in the section on Vishaya Lamban. Now for there, he only discusses the qualities of Krishna's body. Krishna, as I mentioned already with the Sanskrit terms, Krishna's bodily qualities are of four types: his age, vyas, beauty, sandarya. His three is ornaments, and his softness, mriduta. So now we can talk about the age. Now we can break down one by one. Well, actually, if we take these four qualities, as I mentioned, is vyas, which includes the three ages, komara, punganda. Vyas means age. Komara age, and punganda and kaishura, then sandarya. The beauty of his limbs, all of limbs of Krishna are beautifully and proportionately constructed. And the third part of his kayaka, or bodily qualities, as udipana, arupa, overall beauty. Krishna's ornaments are beautified by contact with his body. And softness of Krishna's body or limbs, his arms, his feet, his hands, the Sanskrit is mridu, mriduda. Krishna's limbs are so soft that contact with very soft things leaves a mark. When someone just touches Krishna, it leaves some mark there. He's so soft. So now, Krishna's age, vyas. As I mentioned, Rupa Goswami describes three distinct age periods in Krishna's pastimes. Komara, this is from birth until 5 years old. These are Krishna's pastimes primarily in Gokul, in Vatsalya Ras, butter stealing, Makanchur, and Damodar, etc. And then there's the pastimes, the second category is Pulganda, from the age of 6 to 10. At the age of 6 in Gopastami, Krishna was given charge of the cows and started to wander here and there, playing with his coward boyfriends and engaging in various friendly sports with his sukkas, wrestling, throwing sticks, water splashing, stealing prasadam, climbing trees, imitating the sounds of animals, chasing after the shadows of birds, shouting into empty wells or caves, foul names, and when the echo came back, they would reply in foul language. And this way they played in their fun. Then the third age is called Kaishur. This is Krishna Kaishur. It's 11 to 15 years old, and this is when, of course, it would also be Gochar and Leela and Sakiras with the cows and coward boys. But he'd also be meeting with the gopis and dancing in Ras Leela and Julan Leela and Jalkeli and Ratikeli and Van Bihar and Holi and hide and seek and so many wonderful pastimes. Playing Pashu Kela type of board game, gambling, and solving riddles and speaking poetry and having poetry competitions and Prema Kalaha, love quarrels of Radharani and the gopis, and flower-picking disputes over who owns the forest of Vrindavan and whose flowers are whose. And then there's so many different... Don Leela, Don Kaylee, charging taxes and And this way, Krishna enjoyed his pastimes of Kaisura, which is his eternal age. So these different ages stimulate different relationships with Krishna. Prabhupada explains in page 210, you can see, quote, Krishna's affectionate pastimes with Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda are exhibited in his Komara age. His friendship with the coward boys is exhibited during the Pogunda period, and his friendship with the gopis is exhibited during the age of Kaisura. Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan are finished by the end of his 15th year, and then he is transferred to Mathura and Dwaraka, where all other pastimes are performed. These age periods are discussed. These three ages are described. There's actually different divisions to them, which will be discussed now. But just to review them and then go into detail. The vayas means the age. Vayas, like vayasandhi. Radharani looks very good, very beautiful at vayasandhi. This is the juncture, the sandhi, the juncture between ages when she is no longer a kumari and she's become a kishori, a young girl, and then a kishori. This is called vayasandhi. Vayasandhi, and she's extremely beautiful at that age. And many qualities are described. But now we're discussing about the three principal time periods of Krishna's lila, Komara, Poganda, and Kaisura. So Komara is his childhood past, Krishna's childhood pastimes, as I mentioned, primarily in Gokul, Brahmandagat, and etc. And is up to 5 years old, but has three divisions. It's called Adya, the beginning period of Komara, Madhya, and Shesha. And he engages in different pastimes, and his body exhibits different qualities according to which period, beginning, middle, and end. And Pogunda is from boyhood, or 5 years old, up to 10 years old, and that has Adya, Madhya, and Shesh. And Krishna's Kaisura period, up to 15, has Adya, Madhya, and Shesh. And Rupa Goswami explains those periods. Adya Kaisura, Madhya Kaisura, and Antya Kaisura. So now let's hear about Adya Kaisura. So Adya Kaisura, when Krishna's 11 years old to 12, this is the beginning of Kaisura, as you know, it goes from 11 to 15. So between the ages of 11 and 12, the luster of Krishna's body, or the effulgence, the luster of his body is so bright that it becomes an impetus for ecstatic love. The reddish borders around Krishna's eyes and the growth of soft hair on his body. A gopi named Kundalata describes the Adya Kishore of Krishna. O Sakhi, I have just seen an extraordinary beauty appearing in the person of Krishna. Shyam's blackish bodily hue appears just like the Indra-Nila jewel. There are reddish signs on his eyes and small soft hairs are coming out of his body. The appearance of these symptoms has made him extraordinarily beautiful. That's page 210, Nectar Devotion. Now Madhya Kishore, this is from the age of 13 to 14. At this age, Krishna's body manifests in a more developed way. At the age of 13, Krishna's two thighs were challenging the trunks of elephants. His rising chest was trying to come to peace talks with the doors of jewels. And his two arms were minimizing the value of the bolts found on those doors. Who can describe the wonderful beauty of these features of Krishna? Srila Rupa Goswami says the special beauty of Krishna's body was his mild smiling, restless eyes, world-enchanting songs. These are the special features of Krishna's Madhya Kaisura age of 13 to 14. So what pastimes did Krishna engage in at this time? He enjoyed Ras Lila. He exhibited his power of joking with the gopis. and enjoying their company in the bushes of the bushes of the gardens by the bank of the Yamuna, as Nectar Devotion says, page 212. Enjoying the company of the gopis in the bushes of the gardens by the bank of the Yamuna. Rupa Goswami describes the special sights in Vrindavan caused by Krishna's Madhya Kishore pastimes with the gopis. He then describes the powerful effect of Krishna's middle adolescent features on the gopis' minds. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna's arms, legs, and thighs became marked with three divisional lions. At this time, Krishna's chest challenged a hill of Marakata jewels. His arms challenged pillars of Indranila jewels. And the three lines of his waist challenged the waves of the river Yamuna. And his thighs challenged beautiful bananas, rather the trunks of banana trees. One gopi said, with all these exquisite features of his body, Krishna is too extraordinarily beautiful. Therefore, I am always thinking of him to protect me because he is the killer of all demons. The Navayovana, after Antya Kishore at the age of then there's Antya Kishore, which is the end of Kishore period, 11 to 15. Rupa Goswami gives a similar analysis and a description of Antya Kishore, which begins at the age of 15. So Navayovanam, after Antya Kishore, age of 16, the features of Krishna's body are Navayovanam, which means they're ever youthful. They don't change. It remains that way eternally. Krishna's eternal age is 15 years, 9 months, 7 and a half days. So Krishna continuously manifests this age throughout the remainder of his pastimes. So there are descriptions of Krishna's this Navayovanam age here in Nectar Devotion, page 213. One gopi said about Krishna at this time, let's say sweet 16, Krishna is the killer of the attraction of Cupid. As such, he disturbs the patience of all newly married girls. Krishna's bodily features have become so exquisite, as if they were all manifesting an artistic sense of the highest sort. Krishna's dancing eyes have dimmed the brilliance of the most expert dancer. And there is no longer any comparison to the beauty of Krishna. So Navayovanam, Prabhupada describes, Navayovanam means newly invented youthfulness. He's ever fresh. It's always a new feature. At this stage of Krishna's bodily features, the conjugal love affairs with the gopis and similar pastimes become very prominent. There are six features of conjugal love affairs: peacemaking, picking a quarrel, going to meet one's lover, it's abhisar, sitting together, separation and support. Sri Krishna expanded an empire of these six features, of which he was the ruling prince. Somewhere Krishna was picking quarrels with the young damsels of Braj. Somewhere else he was scratching them with the nails of parrots. Somewhere he was busy going to visit the gopis. And somewhere he was negotiating through some cowherd friends to take shelter of the gopis. One gopi addressed Krishna thus, Dear Krishna, because of your adolescent age, this means Kishore, or Kishore, you have just become the spiritual master of these young girls, and you are teaching them to whisper among themselves. You are teaching them to offer solemn prayers, as well as training them to cheat their husbands and to join you in the gardens at night without caring for the instructions of their superiors. You are enthusing them by the vibration of your enchanting flute, and as their teacher, you are teaching them all the intricacies of loving affairs. Now, these qualities of Krishna's body are described in Nectar Devotion, beauty, Sandarya. After the age of 16, beauty is the second category, after vayas, beauty is the second category of Krishna's bodily qualities. Guna, alambana, udipana, guna. Bodily qualities that stimulate ecstatic love. Rupa Goswami explains Krishna was beautiful because every part of his body was perfectly arranged without any defect. The second aspect of his ornaments. Krishna's ornaments are the third category of bodily qualities. This is rupa. That, or prasadana, that stimulate ecstatic love. Sri Rupa Goswami describes this in an interesting way. He says, the ornaments on the body of Krishna were not actually enhancing his beauty, but just the reverse. The ornaments were beautified by Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami only briefly describes Krishna's ornaments. He provides an extensive description in the upcoming sections, and the last of the four qualities of Krishna's body is softness, mriduta. The softness of Krishna's body is the fourth category of qualities that stimulate ecstatic love for him. Srila Rupa Goswami describes on page 214, a person is called mild when he cannot, mild he means to say soft, but mild when he cannot bear the touch of the most soft things. It is described that every part of Krishna's body was so soft that even at the touch of newly grown leaves, the color of the touched part of Krishna's skin would change. Cheshta. These are Krishna's adventures or activities. So now, Rupa Goswami only briefly mentions Krishna's cheshta, his adventures, or as he says, his endeavors, such as Rasalila and Dushtavad, slaying the wicked, in other words, killing demons, page 214. Krishna's endeavors or activities, or cheshta, were always bent toward arranging the rasa dance, as well as killing demons in the forest of Vrindavan. These adventures or pastimes of Krishna, they stimulate the devotee's love for Krishna. Now, Krishna's attire, which is called prasadana. The third category of udipana is prasadana, attire. Krishna has three categories of attire. One is called vasana, dress. Two is akalpa, natural decorations. And three is mandana, his jewelry and ornaments. So we have Krishna's dress, his decorations, and his jewelry and ornaments, which are all three aspects of his attire, which is known in Sanskrit as Krishna's prasadana. So first off, in detail, Krishna's vasana, dress. Srila Rupa Goswami describes Krishna's three types of dresses. One is called yuga, which is a two-piece outfit of upper and lower garments. This yuga is also described as a two-piece dress consisting of a brilliant red upper garment and a yellow dhoti. The second type of dress is called chatushka, which is a four-piece outfit or a four-piece dress consisting of a bodice, not, of course, not a Krishna's case, but a turban, a waist belt, and lower garment. And the third aspect of Krishna's, third type of dress is called puyishta, which is an elaborate festive outfit consisting of many garments. It's a multiple dress of variegated color consisting of both whole and fragmentary pieces suitable for a dancer. Sounds like a patchwork type thing. Or then the second point is akalpa, which are the natural decorations. Of Krishna Akalpa. And these are listed as six. One is called Keshabandha, Krishna's hairstyle, or hair plating. There's four different styles. A bun tied behind the neck, braiding with flowers, tied on the top of the head. That's called a top knot. Chudakarna. And then a braid reaching down to the back. Then the second type of natural decoration is a lepa. These are ointments smeared on Krishna's body, such as yellow sandalwood paste, which is sandalwood mixed with keshar or saffron. There's multicolored minerals, and then white chandan. From plain white type of chandan. Third is mala, or flower garlands. And there's three kinds of flower garlands. There's a vajayanti, which is made of five varieties of flowers and hangs to Krishna's knees. Then there's a ratnamala, which is a garland, but it's a necklace. It's made of jewels. Then there's a vanamala, which is a forest garland, but it's made not only of leaves but also flowers, and it reaches to the feet. So Krishna's garlands may be worn in three different ways. He may wear it like a sacred thread, that means hanging over his left shoulder and going over to his right side. He may wear it as a crown, flower crown, or hanging from the neck, which is the traditional way to wear a necklace or a Vanamala or Vajayantimala. And the fifth type of decoration is called Visheshaka, which is a decorative tilak of Krishna, which is sometimes in different colors, and such as white tilak or Gorochan, which is very greenish, bright yellow, or red tilak, or kasturi tilak, which is from musk, black color. Then there's chitra, which is face painting, and Krishna's face can be painted with what we call gopi dots around his eyes, or there can be fish painted there, makara, or any kind of thing, vines or flowers, or different designs, as we often see in the faces of the different deities, such as Shamsundar, especially Shamsundar and Damodar and Vrindavan. Their faces and bodies are decorated with various chitra.